Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS speaking, describe a person who is very organized in their work. The IELTS speaking test is a critical part of the IELTS exam, which involves an in-person conversation with an examiner. This part of the test is designed to assess various aspects of your spoken English, including fluency, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. One common topic that may come up is describing a person who is very organized in their work. This type of question is frequent, and it tests your ability to describe characteristics, behaviors, and habits clearly and coherently. In this article, we'll explore strategies to answer such a question effectively and provide sample responses. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, the examiner will ask you general questions about yourself and a range of familiar topics, such as home, family, work, studies, and interests. Common questions: can you tell me about your job study routine? How do you plan your tasks for the day? Do you think it's important to be organized? Sample answer. Question: how do you plan your tasks for the day? Answer: I usually start my day by making a to-do list. This list helps me prioritize my tasks so that I can manage my time effectively. Additionally, I allocate specific time blocks for each task to ensure that I stay focused and productive. Staying organized is important to me as it minimizes stress and boosts my efficiency. Part 2. Long Turn. In Part 2, you will be given a cue card and will need to speak about the topic for 1 to 2 minutes. You will have 1 minute to prepare. Cue card. Describe a person who is very organized in their work. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what kinds of work this person does, and explain how this person is very organized. Sample answer. I would like to talk about my colleague, Sarah, who is exceptionally organized in her work. I met Sarah 3 years ago when I joined my current company. She has been with the company for over 5 years, working as a project manager. Sarah's organizational skills are remarkable. She always starts her day by using a project management tool to list all the tasks that need to be accomplished. She categorizes them based on their priority and ensures that essential tasks are completed first. Moreover, she maintains a well-documented record of all projects, which makes it easy for any team member to understand the project's history and status at any time. Her desk is always neat, with everything in its place. She uses color-coded files and folders to keep documents organized, which helps her to find information quickly. Additionally, Sarah is punctual and sticks to her schedule, rarely deviating from her plan unless there's an emergency. I am deeply impressed by how efficiency and meticulousness are her working nature. Because of her, our team has become more structured and our projects run more smoothly. Follow-up questions. What is the importance of being organized at work? Answer. Being organized at work is crucial as it helps to prioritize tasks, improve productivity, and reduce stress. It ensures that deadlines are met and that there is a clear plan of action, which is particularly important for team projects. Can organizational skills be learned? Answer. Yes, organizational skills can definitely be learned. With practice and the right techniques, such as creating schedules, using tools like planners or apps, and maintaining a clean and orderly workspace, anyone can improve their organization skills. Part 3. Two-way Discussion. In Part 3, you will discuss more abstract and complex ideas related to the Part 2 topic with the examiner. Discussion questions. Why do some people tend to be more organized than others? Answer. Some people are naturally inclined to be more organized due to their personality traits or upbringing. For instance, individuals who are detail-oriented and disciplined often develop organizational habits early on. However, environmental factors, such as a structured work environment or role models, can also play a significant role in shaping one's organizational skills. How can employers encourage employees to be more organized? Answer. Employers can encourage organizational skills by providing training programs and workshops on time management and efficiency techniques. Additionally, offering tools and resources such as project management software and emphasizing a culture of orderliness and accountability can motivate employees to adopt better organizational habits. Vocabulary and structures for high scores. Key vocabulary. To-do list, do list, a list of tasks to be completed. Project management tool, software, or application used to manage and organize projects. Meticulousness, meticulousness, showing great attention to detail, very careful and precise. Punctual, punctual, happening or doing something at the agreed or proper time, on time. Efficiency, efficiency, the ability to accomplish a job with a minimum expenditure of time and effort. Sample sentences. Her meticulousness in managing documents ensures nothing is overlooked. Using a project management tool has significantly improved our team's efficiency. Being punctual is a key aspect of being organized in one's work. Examiner's tips for high speaking scores. Practice speaking about different topics fluently and coherently. Expand your vocabulary to include a wide range of words and phrases relevant to different topics. Record yourself speaking and listen to identify areas for improvement, particularly in grammar and pronunciation. Don't just memorize answers. Practice being spontaneous in your responses. Engage in regular conversation with native speakers to improve your speaking skills naturally. In conclusion, the key to scoring well in the IELTS speaking test is practice, fluency, and the use of varied and appropriate vocabulary. Describing a person who is very organized in their work gives you an excellent opportunity to showcase these skills. By following the strategies and examples provided, you can improve your chances of achieving a high band score. For more practice on related topics, check out these links. Describe a time when you had to work on a tight schedule. Describe a person who is very good at managing their time. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.